listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. What a week it was for the Philadelphia Eagles. It started off on Monday Night Football, where they dominated up against the Minnesota Vikings. And yesterday, they opened up a can of whoop-ass on their old quarterback, in Carson Wentz. They sacked him 9 times. Brandon Graham in the game had 2.5 sacks, and the Philadelphia Eagles are 3-0, and they welcome in Doug Peterson back to Philadelphia upcoming on Sunday, and Brandon Graham's kind enough to join us right now. BG, congrats on the victory. I know it's been a while. How you been?
Oh, man, it's been good. Been good. Just, you know, enjoying the season, trying not to let it pass by too fast without enjoying it all.
What did your defense prove to the rest of the NFL, really, in these last two games? Because now people are starting to realize nationally, okay, the Eagles are pretty legit this year.
You know what? We know that we got a lot of work to do. We got to make sure that we keep that name, you know, across the league. But it's going to take work. And so I think, you know, we got a big task with Doug and those guys coming in. Because, I mean, looking at the film already, we could tell how athletic their team is and they want to run the ball. And I mean, man, it's going to be a big challenge for us this week. But I think with our attitude and, you know, our standard of what we just do in practice each and every day should carry us throughout the year if we make sure we maintain that.
Well, you guys are a good team. I also think you're a likable team as well. A lot of people are easy to root for inside that organization, inside that locker room. Just kind of give me the vibe inside that Eagles locker room right now.
You know what? The vibe is good. Everybody's, you know, all smiles right now. We all feeling good. I love it because of how competitive our team is outside of football. You know, we do a lot of stuff. Like, we got a bunch of, you know, we play ping pong. We got a bunch of ping pong players. We got a bunch of, you know, hoopers that be shooting in the rim. You know, it's a lot of – I feel like we got a real good team, man, that we're building right now based off just how we just – he even lounge around the facility after hours. So I think it's heading in the right direction. We got people that's all in. It's just only going to show even better as we continue to go through the season.
Well, we know you're a pretty damn good football player. How are your skills at ping pong, though?
Hey, you know what? Hey, I haven't touched that table yet, but my shot has been better on the hoop, so I've been just sticking to that.
Who is the best ping pong player on the team?
You know what? It's between Avante and Josiah Scott. That boy, them boys be going at it. I mean, even when we was in training camp, when we was in Miami, and we and Cleveland, they brought the ping pong table. That's how serious it was. They had all the same stuff we had at the facility there. So it got real. So it's, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Brandon Graham here with us. You've been with the Eagles since 2010. Nothing surprises you about Eagles fans anymore. But it must be nice to have an extra home game each and every year, because every time you go to the Commanders' place, man, those Eagles fans are everywhere.
Yeah, they everywhere. That game right there felt like a home game. Whenever you got the home team doing silent count, that's when you know it's serious.
Brandon Graham here with us. I love that. What did you see out of Jalen Hurts so far this year, and what has he proved to you really the first three games?
Well, you know, I see him every day. I knew during the offseason, you know, it was going to be something special because how dedicated he was in that locker room. I mean, even in the weight room, because I was rehabbing, so I got to see him a lot more. And just even with him, I just felt like he knew his issues. He knew where he needed to work. And so this year, I feel like, you know, he's knowing the cause, knowing exactly what it is that the coach is looking for. And, you know, I feel like the coach and the player relationship is really great because of how him and Nick and all the coaches, you know, work with. They got a great work relationship. And I feel like when you the guy and they show you that you're the guy by their actions and how they, you know, pour into you, I feel like it's a lot easier to, you know, really, really work a lot harder when people make you the guy. And I'm happy that Jalen has at least 2 years with them, because he really didn't get a chance to, you know, be the guy under Doug as much, or be the guy during the offseason where he could pour into him and give him everything like he did Carson. But now I feel like in year two, now with Nick, I mean, man, he's showing a big, big jump already. And I mean, man, it's only going to keep getting better. But I knew he was the quarterback for sure. I'm just happy he just kind of sees a lot of people. You know, is Jalen going to be the future or not? So I think that he's established that so far, and he's only going to keep getting better.
So you're confident that he's the Eagles franchise quarterback moving forward, right?
Oh yeah, I'm confident. I know that you know, just his attitude alone, how he handled that whole little thing with everybody, you know, being unsure, he just stayed the course. And I mean, now it's starting to show, and I hope that it's continued to keep getting better so that we can put a ring on it for him.
And he's also starting to look a little MVP-like as well. I know it's early, but he's really taking the league by storm this year.
Yep, yeah. I mean, you know, everything is going great right now. And I know, like, you know, we're not trying to fall into the trap of, you know, I know how I go. Everybody's, you know, feeling good about everything right now. But I know for us, we got to make sure that we put that work in every day. And I think that, you know, Coach Nick Sirianni does a great job just making sure that we reel it back in, because he wants us to enjoy the season, enjoy the ups and the downs. But, you know, he try to make sure that we don't get too full of ourselves, and we always in the room of getting better. So I think that, you know, it starts with him first, to keep our mindset, you know, focused on the little things that could kind of get away. But I think that he's done a great job just keeping us all, you know, motivated to just keep working.
Talking to Brandon Graham, you've been around a lot of coaches in Philadelphia. When you bring up Nick Sirianni, how did he win you over? Was it last year? Was there a certain point he won you over, or was it more so the start of this year, the offseason? What was it specifically with Nick?
I think it was more for him. It's just his attitude every day. Like, you want to make sure that it's consistent. It's consistent every day. I mean, when you got consistency, that's always a great start in anything. And so it takes time, though, with guys to kind of, you know, believe. And I think that he came right in. He had a good report, you know, from other people that, you know, the other references that, you know, other people he's worked with, they, you know, let us know that we got a good one. And, you know, it just was cool that everything that they said was cool, and everything was, and we knew we can build off that. And, I mean, what I love most about Nick is his attitude and how he holds everyone accountable, not just, you know, the young guys, and, you know, get on them. He get on us too, when things are not right. And that's what you need in a head coach. You need to not be afraid to, you know, get on your vets sometimes when they make mistakes, because we all sometimes need to be real back in. And, you know, I'm just more excited that he's here. And, you know, I'm just excited that he's having success and he's about the details. And now we just, you know, trying to continue to keep proving what it is, you know, our goals are for the year, that they come out based off how we work and how we, you know, make sure we take care of those little things.
Brandon Graham here with us. You talked about the belief the coaching staff had in Jalen and how their relationship only keeps on getting better and better with time. Last year, you guys were 9-8. You made the playoffs. You impressed some people. I know it wasn't the way that you wanted the season to end in Tampa Bay. I was really curious, Brandon Graham, about the approach Howie Roseman was going to take this offseason. When he traded for A.J. Brown, that to me seemed like a move to go support Jalen, and it was also a win-now move. How did you guys process that in some of the big moves that Howie made this offseason?
Well, you know, I was more like how Jason Kelce reacted when he was on screen, yelling and screaming, saying, "What? They let him go? What? We got him?" You know, that's how, even with Jordan Davis, I knew I liked him, you know, just from what I've seen. You know, and the combine and stuff like that, and he just had a nice buzz. Yep. And I was more, man, I was screaming and yelling, because it's like how he just never ceased to amaze me. You know, just on how he put stuff together, how he, you know, get money out of nowhere and just make a big splash. So I think that, I trust in Howie. He know it. I was one of his first guys, you know, when he got hired as GM. So I'm always appreciative of him, and I'm always trying to pick his brain of, you know, what he's thinking on certain stuff. And, you know, it's just been a good work relationship over the years.
Talking to Brandon Graham, yesterday's performance, especially with how it ended in Philly with Carson Wentz, was that a little extra personal for you?
Not really personal, but I knew we had a chance. And so because we know each other, and he knew me too. We talked before the game, and I told him I hope he has a great season, but not today. But you know, I think that Carson, for the most part, we knew that if we got pressure on him, that if any quarterback, once you get pressure on them, you know, we'll see what they all about. And I was just happy that we was able to put together a 9-sack game, especially up front. That's the first time in a long time since the Jets, I think, when we had that type of game. That was probably 2019, I want to say, when I had that type of game. And that was, man, that was so much fun. And, boy, it was even more fun because of the type of team we have now, going 3-0 right now. I'm trying to continue to keep going 1-0 every week. And I know that, Doug's definitely going to come in here trying to crash our party.
Yeah, what does that relationship mean to you with your time with Doug Peterson, looking back at it a few years later? We know what you guys accomplished in Philadelphia, but how do you look back on that relationship?
Man, it's always going to be there. You know, Doug was cool. For us to let Doug go and get Nick, I mean, man, we couldn't have gotten two great coaches. You know what I'm saying? Like, both of them, I felt like, are almost the same person, like real players, coaches. Played the game the right way, coached the game the right way. Them guys, you know, somebody that you would run through a wall for. Because when we lost Doug, for sure, I was like, man, what we going, you know what I'm saying? What? How? Doug? Come on, man. He brought us our first one. But for us to lose him and for who we've gotten now, man, I mean, I'm thankful for both. Because I learned a lot from him, and I'm learning a lot from Nick, too. So. I'm always going to have that relationship with Doug. Every time I see him, it's all love because, you know, we got our first championship together in Philly. So, you know, that'll always be close to me.
Well, we know the big role that you played in that game, and we know that you won that Super Bowl, and you'll always be a Super Bowl 52 champion. Do you get a sense, since you've been through it before, that this team has a little bit of a Super Bowl feel?
I do feel like that. I do feel like if we handle the success the right way and the ups and downs the right way, we got a shot. We got a shot to put ourselves in a great position to make a run. But, you know, I just know that it's going to take that work every day, and we got to stay healthy. We got to make sure if some stuff do happen, that people are always ready. Because that's what I try to get on the young guys about, just making sure they stand prepared, stand ready, because you never know when your name going to get called, and it always happens when you least expect it. Just try to clear your mind of the mental clutter that tend to get in your head, especially if you're not playing as much as you would like. But I try to tell them boys, practicing hard like you're playing in the game is only going to make you ready for when the game comes. So make sure that they, you know, stay focused on what's the task at hand for the week. Because you never know when your name going to get called.
Do you think this team has more talent than the team that won the Super Bowl in Super Bowl 52?
Oh, I do. Oh, yeah. No question. No question. We have some talent now. Like, I mean, because you had Alshon, them boys. We had receivers. We had a running game. The O-line was dominant. We got even better corners than we had, because Darby and them guys was really good. But, you know, we got Slay and that boy James Bradbury. Man, them boys locking down in Avante. I just feel like it's just different. But it's almost the same, because it's all about the togetherness of the team. And that's what I feel. I feel that togetherness. I feel like it's natural. It's not forced. And so, you always head in the right direction with a team of 60-some guys that's all fighting for the same thing. And we all got our own, you know, goals, but, you know, you don't see it as much. You don't have people going crazy on the sideline when stuff not happening. You really got people cheering for each other, And I'm like, even if they're faking it, they're making it look good. I mean, you know, so. But I don't think that's the case. I just think that, you know, we got a lot of guys that understand in order for us to have success, I'm going to need you just like you're going to need me. And someday, some games, you're going to be the guy. Some games, I'm going to be the guy. And it just bounce off each other like that. But just make sure that you, you know, encourage each other and be happy for someone when they win it, just like you want somebody to be happy for you. And that's how I kind of play it with the young guys, because it start with the young guys. I try to tell them, like, y'all the future. And so, you know, I got to make sure y'all stay right. And it's going to start with me, too, you know, being a leader, being that example for them. And so that's what I try to do. When they winning and we all winning, we all out there having fun, I say this is a group effort. You know, yeah, we might have our accolades where, you know, this guy get this and this guy get that, but he don't get that without this guy and without that guy. So you always got to know that. So I always try to make sure I push that as the captain of the team.
And there's no doubt in your mind that Jalen Hurts could be one of those leaders to get you guys to a Super Bowl this year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. That boy, I'm excited for him to keep on silencing those doubters. You know, and I know for him, it's just more about just staying the course. That's what he says. Stay focused on the task. We know our standard, and make sure when we're not, you know, playing at our standard, that, you know, sometimes you need a kick in the butt sometimes to kind of wake up. You know, and that's going off on somebody, not even going off, but just like, you know, talking to one of your vets saying, man, you ain't doing what it is that we, you know, strive to do. And then sometimes you need that, even for myself. If I ain't practicing the way I need to on certain days, that's what happens. I needed a little motivation. Somebody needed to tell me, hey, man, remember what you told me? You told me you wanted to go here, but today that wasn't it. All right, I can take that because I'm a big boy. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like it's all about that, man. It's all about how you accept the criticism and how you take it. Because if we all got one goal, it shouldn't be personal. It shouldn't feel personal. It should just feel like that guy, he want me to be better than I already showed him that I could be better. And when I ain't at that standard, I got to say something. And I'm always thankful for that because, you know, that's only going to help me in the end.
Well, best of luck the rest of the way. Really do appreciate you giving us some time today. And I'm sure we'll be talking throughout the season. Brandon Graham, congrats on the victory on Sunday. Thanks so much.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.